Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'd like to know about a charge that was made on my Visa. I just want to know if it was from QVC.
Okay, and what's your zip code?
23071.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Mary Johnson.
Okay, and what's your shipping address?
2647 Twiggs Ferry Road, Hartsfield, Virginia.
Okay. Just a moment as the computer's updating. I'll be able to discuss your account with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like you did an entry to win a tablet. And when you did the entry to win the tablet back in March.
I don't know. That's
so it would have been
tablet.
a con- Yes, ma'am, it would have been a contest entry. Because the only way we can get your credit card information is if you did the contest entry.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
It was back in March. It might have been a survey that came to you. To try to win a tablet.
I know they've been trying to get me to win a tablet, but I keep deleting it, so I haven't gotten any tablet and I don't want any.
Yes, ma'am. So you are that charge that you're seeing is the monthly membership fee. So with the company, once you enter for their drawing for the tablet, it enrolls you in a monthly subscription program. And if you don't cancel within the trial period, you're billed the monthly charge. So
that's
I can
darn.
Go.
Yeah, cancel that thing. I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to cancel it for you, and then I'll give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
In just a moment.
So this has been going on since March?
Yeah, you've been billed monthly.
I gotta look at my account closer then from now on.
Yes, ma'am. Those terms and agreements.
Even though you don't even have a tablet.
It was for the entry to win the tablet. And so what it does is it enrolls you in their monthly subscription program. And if you don't cancel it, you are continually billed. But with the membership, you're entitled to purchase other items from their website at a discounted price.
Good heavens. Okay. They don't tell you all that, do they?
Yes, ma'am. They have it in the terms and agreement. And, you know, a lot of times when people are shopping, especially if you're shopping from, like, your cell phone, or you're in a hurry. I always encourage anybody who's going to make a purchase online to do it on a laptop or desktop and take some time and make sure you're able to read everything before you put anything in. That's the best advice I can give. But other than that, it's a valid charge because it was never canceled. But I do have you canceled.
Thank you.
When you're ready, I'll give you your cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, C is in Charlie. 261. 117. 581.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
All right, got you canceled, so you won't be billed anymore.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate
You're welcome. It. And thanks so much for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Okay. Now, if I give you more from first choice, what do I do? Just
you shouldn't get any more in because I have you canceled. But you can call back in, and I have all the notes on your account notated. So that if you get another agent besides me, they'll see that I did cancel it, and we talked about the terms and agreement on their account.
Okay, because Langley just called me from my visa for the credit fraud, and they said they it was on my credit thing or charge thing today, and I said no, I haven't charged anything.
Yeah, that's why it was on there. It's the day of billing, but I got you canceled now, so you won't be charged
right.
anymore.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Appreciate
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good
great
evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.